I want to speak to you today about the day Jesus stood still, and it's found, this is found in Mark 10:46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. And he cried the more, a great deal, "Last son of David, have mercy on me." Now watch this, verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Precious words. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. Oh, smart man. He followed Jesus in the way. Thank you, Lord, for this message. And I thank you that we don't have to impress you with ourselves. We're not impressed with ourselves, but we are impressed with Jesus. Thank you, we can read about him. Thank you, Lord, that we can see the way he thought and the things he did. We'd ask that you bless this message to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's wonderful to note in the Bible accounts of people and things standing still. In Exodus 14:13, the children of Israel were commanded to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In Joshua 3:8, the priests were ordered to stand still in the Jordan. And in Joshua 10:13, the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves of their enemies. But here we see the sovereign creator of the universe, the one who created the sun and fashioned the cosmos. We see him standing still at the cry of a poor, helpless, blind beggar man who was calling out for mercy. And today, again, I want to talk to you about Jesus. He's wonderful. He really is wonderful. And I want to tell you about him. He will stand still for the worst. For the worst of us. He will stop what he's doing just for you. Did you hear that? He will stop what he's doing to listen to your cry. He's wonderful. Ach, look, he's marvelous. Totally. Well, who is this man? Who was this man, Bartimaeus? Well, he was the son of Timaeus. You know, in those days, they would put a bar in front of a name, like Bar-Jonah, Simon Bar-Jonah. It meant he was the son of Bar. He was the son of Jonas. And so with Bartimaeus, he's the son of Timaeus. It's interesting. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, very interesting, because you know that what Timaeus means? It actually means defiled. Yeah. So Bartimaeus was the son of a defiled man. Did you notice he doesn't even have a name? He's just called Bartimaeus, the son of a defiled man. That's all he is. He's the son of a defiled man. Wow. So he doesn't have a first name. Well, what else do we know about him? Well, we know he's blind. He's poor. He's begging, so he's obviously poor. He's a poor, blind beggar, son of a defiled man. It sounds terrible, doesn't it? But you know, it sounds just like us. Spiritually speaking, we are all the children of a defiled man, and his name was Adam. For by one man, Adam, sin entered, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5:12. As sin Adam, all die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. Listen to me. All the mess, all the condemnation, all the spiritual death, all the spiritual poverty come from one man, and his name is Adam. One man. He has made us all beggars by the wayside of life. Well, look at verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, whoa, seems he knew about who Jesus was. Even though he was blind, poor beggar man, he'd heard about Jesus. And he began to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Boy, I love this story. This man heard the shortest possible sermon. Jesus, here's the sermon. Jesus is passing by. Wow, that's a short sermon. But it caused Bartimaeus to pray. That's what he was doing when he was crying out to the Lord. He was praying. You know, Jesus was God, so it's all right to cry out to him and pray to him. Bartimaeus prayed. Think about it. What does it take to get us praying? Well, for Bartimaeus, it was Jesus is passing by. Call out to him, yeah. And you know something? Jesus is passing by. He's with you right now. Wherever you're listening to this, he's there. And if you're not saved, if you've not trusted him, call out to him. Ask him for his mercy. Ask him to save you, to deliver you. We don't know how Bartimaeus had got to hear about Jesus. Perhaps it was someone at some time told Bartimaeus about Jesus. It might have gone something like this in their conversation, that is. Someone probably said to him, "Bartimaeus, I think you ought to know that there was an old boy up in Capernaum." Well, he wasn't old, but you know what I mean. He was a young man up in Capernaum, and he did something very remarkable. For there was an old fella. He was just as blind as you are. And, Jesus of Nazareth healed him. Now, some people say he's the Messiah, and he is from Nazareth, and the Messiah is supposed to be born in Bethlehem, and that's where Jesus was born, although he was raised around Nazareth, and he was born in Bethlehem, and he's now appeared on the scene, and he's got the whole country in an uproar, and Herod is beside himself, and the high priest is hopping mad, and the Pharisees are gnashing their teeth, and they're all trying to arrest him. But you know, this is really strange. I saw him up in Capernaum, and all he did, Bartimaeus, was to touch a man's eyes. The man was blind, and Jesus touched his eyes and healed him. Now, Bartimaeus, I saw this. I was there myself. I saw it myself. Do you think Bartimaeus, by the way, do you think Bartimaeus liked that story? Do you think he rejoiced at that story? I can hear him saying, "Tell it again, tell it again." Yes, Bartimaeus. This might be the Messiah, might be, because he was born in Bethlehem, and Isaiah says that the Messiah will heal the blind and bind up the brokenhearted and give sight to the blind. And isn't that what it says? Something like that in Isaiah, the prophet. Oh, yes, says Bartimaeus. That's what it says. And Bartimaeus clapped his hands and says, "There's hope for me. There's hope for me. Oh, yeah, I hope. Oh, I hope Jesus of Nazareth comes by here one day." And then one day he hears his sermon. Jesus is passing by. And he cries out. And I notice it wasn't a milquetoast, half-hearted little effort. Jesus. No. He cries out, Jesus! Oh. Do you know what that word means? That name means? It means Savior. Son of David! Do you know what that means? That's Messiah. Who was the Messiah? He was the promised prophet, priest, and king. So what Bartimaeus is saying is, Jesus, Savior, my prophet, my priest, my king, have mercy on me. Deliver me from the justice of God. Oh, that's what salvation will do. It will deliver us from the salvation of God. Did you know there's a difference between grace and mercy? Grace is where God gives you what you don't deserve. Acquittal. We're acquitted for all charges against us. And mercy prevents us from getting what we do deserve, which is judgment. But he's the God of grace and mercy. We've got them both. Yes, let me ask you, have you heard about Jesus? Does what you've heard about him relate to your need? You know, he'll not save you till he comes your way. He'll not save you till you see your need. And if you're not saved today, do you know what your biggest and greatest need is? You know what? It's mercy. Mercy. Have you ever seen yourself as a sinner, a thoroughbred, dyed-in-the-wool sinner? Look, it's time to stop looking at everybody else and judging their shortcomings. What about you? Are you prepared to cry out, have mercy on me? Not have mercy on my family. Not have mercy on America or mercy on Ireland or the UK or... No. Have mercy on me. Now notice verse 48. It's almost heartbreaking. The people around him charged him that he should hold his peace. They would have kept him back from Jesus. They would have kept him from coming to Christ. They thought Bartimaeus wasn't worth saving. He was a useless, broke, blind beggar man. The son of a defiled man. Keep quiet, Bartimaeus. Jesus is not for the likes of you. What they should have said was, here, here, Lord, over here, here, there's somebody who needs your help. Now listen to me, believer, Christian, listen to me. Let me ask you a question. Would you witness to a poor, broke, homeless person? Or are they not worth saving? Many churches won't do that. They want lawyers, they want doctors, they want professionals, and the businessmen to be saved. And in their church. Well, we understand that. But what about the poor and the penniless? Oh, well. The down and outs, are they not important? And here we see the difference between Jesus and many of his so-called followers. Jesus sees past that this man is a beggar man. He sees past the fact that he's got no financial contributions to make to the ministry? No. And then verse 49, Jesus stood still. This is a stunning statement. It reveals the very heart of God. It didn't matter to Jesus that Bartimaeus had no social standing. It didn't matter that he was blind and poor. Jesus stood still. Bartimaeus was worth something. And Jesus was concerned for him. And Jesus had compassion on him. And Jesus is concerned for you. And Jesus has compassion for you. Now listen, let's ask, what made Jesus stop? Herod couldn't stop him. The high priest couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't stop him. The Pharisees couldn't stop him. He was on his way to Jerusalem. He was on his way to go to Jerusalem, to go to the cross and make himself an offering for sins, to be our propitiation. That's an offering. A propitiation is an offering that satisfies the wrath of God. He was going to Jerusalem, to the cross, to be there at the cross, the meeting place between sinful people and the all-holy God. Oh, listen, our only hope is Jesus, because God hates sin, but he has got grace and mercy for us. Listen, it was nothing around him that could stop him, but Jesus stood still on the way to fulfill his destiny. He stood still. He had heard the sincere heart cry of a sinner in need. That's what stopped him. And when you're dealing with Jesus, you're dealing with God in human flesh. That's God appearing as a man, interpreting himself. How do you understand God? You can read statements about him in the Psalms and in Isaiah and everything, but how do you understand him? He's immense. But he came here, clothed himself in humanity, so we could get an idea of what God is like. And that's how we know God. That's how we know that God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. And whosoever believes on him, trusts on him, will not perish. Hallelujah. We will not perish. Why? Because we have trusted on him. Will not perish, but have everlasting life. He so loved the world. Can you measure that little word, so? Can you estimate the depth of his love? Can you estimate the height of his love? Can you estimate the breadth of his love? Can you estimate the length of his love? God so loved the world, and Jesus so loved. And that's why he stood still. Is there anybody listening to me who's lost? And you know it. You know you're a sinner. Aye. You're not hiding it. Oh, you may be hiding it from various people around you, but between you and God, you're not hiding it. You're in desperate need. Here's what to do. Call on him. Right now, ask him for mercy. And do you know what? Jesus will stand still. Anyone who is aware of their guilt, anyone who is like Bartimaeus, blind, unable to do anything about it, just call out for mercy. You don't even have to speak it out. Just call from your heart for mercy. Trust on him, on Jesus, believe on him. That's what we mean by saying believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was crucified for sinners. Bartimaeus wasn't playing around. He wasn't playing games. Listen, don't play games with God. Don't do it. Bartimaeus was hungry. He was poverty stricken. He was miserable. He needed help. He cried to Jesus. And Jesus stood still. Now, notice what Bartimaeus did in verse 15. He threw away his garment. What was that? Well, what was his garment? It might have been just a blanket to keep him warm as he begged there by the wayside. But here's what I think it was. In those days, the beggars had a shawl to identify, like a blanket, a shawl, a beggar's shawl, to identify him as a beggar. And he throws it away. Well, whatever it was, just a blanket to keep him warm while he begged, or the beggar's shawl. When he threw it away, he was saying, I'm not going back to begging anymore. Now listen to me. Bartimaeus came to the Lord and broke fellowship with his old life. He cast it away. Maybe you are a young believer, listen to me, and you're struggling. Perhaps that's because you haven't broken with your own life, your old life. Are you bringing the same old friends, bringing them around, keeping them around? Are they keeping you from Jesus? Bartimaeus broke with his old life and he ran to Jesus, and Jesus said, this is always amazing every time I read this. Jesus said, what do you want me to do? That's a wonderful question. What do you want me to do? Let Jesus ask you that question. Are you ready? What do you want me to do? Well, what do you want Jesus to do for you? What do you want from Jesus? You say, well, I want a life free from hardships. Well, you've come to the wrong place. Can't guarantee you that. Can't give you that. Well, I want a life free from problems. I'm sorry. You're in the wrong place. There's going to be problems. Every Christian has problems, hardships. Well, I'll come to Jesus because I want him to give me wealth. Oh. No, you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. But if you want life, spiritual life, you're in the right place. If you want eternal life, you're in the right place. If you want forgiveness for sins, you're in the right place. If you want mercy, you're in the right place. If you want a clean conscience, you're in the right place. So what do you want? That's what Jesus asked Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus said, I want to see. Well, do you want to see? Do you want to see Jesus? Spiritually see him? I'm not talking about him walking around in a ghoulish vision. But you want to see his face? Do you want to know what it is to be joined with him? Believe on him right now. Believe on him. You'll see him. Call for his mercy. You'll receive it. And look what happened in verse 52. He received his sight and he followed the Lord. I love that. I know what a person is going to do when he receives his spiritual sight. He's going to follow the Lord. My sheep, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Isn't that wonderful? Never perish. Are you sure that would apply to me, Brother McKee? Yeah, I'm sure. If you'll come to Jesus, he will save you. You may be listening to me, and you're all backslidden. In your heart, no, your family don't know it, but you're backslidden. You're not warm towards Christ. Come to him. Ask for mercy. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him that you could see his face spiritually. Ask him that you could be joined in fellowship with him. Follow him. Ask that you would desire to follow him. Jesus will stand still for you. He's kind. Did you know that about Jesus? Yeah, he's kind. He's good. Jesus is good. Jesus is not sitting there angry at you, waiting to beat you over the head with a big stick. He's good. He's the good shepherd. Oh, he's wonderful. He's merciful. He's plush with mercy. Plusius. God who is rich in mercy. Plusius in mercy. Plush in mercy. I'm going to leave you with a little hymn. I'm not going to sing it and you'll be glad. But I'm going to quote you two verses of it. It's by Horatius Bonner, the great old Scottish preacher from the 1800s. He's a man, if you haven't read after him, read Horatius Bonner. He said, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one. Stoop down and drink and live. And I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. Boy, that's the gospel truth. Let's take a few moments and have a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. You have not dealt with us according to our sins and charged us with folly and charged us with our iniquity. But you have been merciful and gracious and kind. And we see that kindness revealed at the cross. There you hung at the cross and you suffered in our place. And you took our death penalty and our judgment. And you took it. And we don't appreciate that. We don't appreciate near enough. But we thank you for it. Thank you for it. And Lord, is there anybody here today that needs to be saved? Would you convict them? Lord, you're the one who can draw them. You're the one who can empower them. We'd ask in Jesus' name that you would save them. Amen.